Good morning and welcome to ASI Radio's Tuesday morning show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk about promo products and more. Today, I am running the show, and I am Joe Haley. The rest of our editors, well, not rest of them, three of them.
The rest of them.
It's just
the
me.
Ones
I'm
that
here by
matter.
Myself.
The ones that matter aren't here.
Three of them are on their way to Santa Barbara, California, where they will be participating in Counselor's Best Places to Work conference this Thursday, the 21st of November. So there's still time to sign up. If you want to find out more, go to asicentral.com. Today we have a the best fill-ins
that
money could buy. First, we're going to go to the editor of Wearables Magazine. It's up for a number of folio awards again, CJ Medica. CJ, how are you today?
Doing good, Joe. Thank you for that plug. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. You got your fingers crossed, or no need to cross the fingers because you know what's going to happen?
This year I don't think we're going, so it's sort of better not to know and just be surprised when it happens. So
okay.
We'll see how it goes.
All right. Also filling in. Someone's trying to interrupt me.
Oh, sorry.
Wait your turn.
Go ahead.
Sorry. No. Chris Rubo, he is the newly ordained senior editor.
Senior writer
of Stitches and Wearables.
Chief.
Yeah. Senior writer of Stitches and Wearables. And I think that some of your writing is up for the awards of the folio.
Yeah, basically I was the engine that drove this is what it comes down to. No, yeah, a couple things are up.
All right. And as always in the studio is the editor of Advantages Magazine, Kathy Houston. Kathy, now 2013 is put to bed. You're starting to work on January 2014.
No, I'm still doing mid-December.
Aww.
Yeah, Advantages has a lot of issues, Joe. In more ways than one.
Boy,
is that true. Boy, is that true.
Also in the studio
right
with
into
us.
That one.
Manning the soundboard is Kathleen Fitzgerald.
Holla.
We get no sounds. And as always, answering your phone call is Facebook Vinny Driscoll.
He's dreamy.
You can listen to his voice at 215-953-4979. Give us a call today. We're talking about holiday business. So if you have any questions, any comments, any suggestions, ring us up at 215-953-4979. If we put you on the air, you will get what, Kathy?
We're going to give you some hand fans, some Joe Show stuff, a little mason jar.
We like to call the ASI Radio price package. You're going to get a $25 Visa gift card, the hand fans, the finger puppets, and we're going to give you some lovely ASI Radio drinkware courtesy of our friends at ETS. But before we get started, Kathy, what else do we have on tap today?
Well, first, our friend Leighton Lee from ETS is going to call in, and he's going to give us his product safety minute, so stay tuned. Call in with your questions on what you can do to score more holiday business, or if you have any ideas, give us a call. I will tell you how to use stories to persuade people. PowerPoint is not the answer. CJ, the editor of The Fabulous Wearables, is going to give us a 2014 apparel preview. Joe, you're going to tell us things a great leader would not say. And Ruvo is going to tell us how to bum out your employees. Way to go, Ruvo.
I'm good at that.
And,
I've got that down.
Yeah, first, we don't have the news today, I guess.
There is no news, so we're going to go right to line one.
Okay.
Where Leighton Lee is on the line for us. Good morning, Leighton. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. You guys are all loaded for bear this morning.
Yeah.
Emphasis
we're
loaded.
Loaded, all right.
Kathy had some morning cocktails.
Whatever you're drinking, I want some.
So what's going on today, Leighton?
Well, you folks have given me a great intro here because all the editors and writers are all sitting at your mics this morning. So I want to give a really big plug for a great article that came out in Advantages magazine in the last issue, the current one right now. And that article is the product safety primer. And I've read a lot of these articles from all the various publications in various consumer product segments. And this has to be probably, in my mind, the best compilation of all the basics and essentials for a good product safety program. And I urge all of our listeners to grab that copy and take a look at it. It's only a few pages long, but that article is really a superb, superb article. And that leads me into the product safety minute of this morning. I want to give three tips for 2014 because we're at year end now, and I'm going to share with you three things that you must do in order to have a really good entree into the new year for product safety. And the first tip is always, for those companies that have not yet done this, appoint a quarterback in your company to head up a compliance program. This is the most important factor. Someone needs to own it in every company, whether it be a product manager or an account manager, but someone needs to own this, and that's the first step. Second step is really to communicate to everyone on your team the need to obtain as much information from your clients and customers about the product, about where it's going to go, how it's going to be distributed, and what age group. Because that information will help you determine the compliance needs for that particular order. And third, getting additional knowledge of product safety will keep your company away from disaster. And that knowledge will be a real powerful thing for the company to build its brand and to really go into 2014 fully prepared for all the changing regulations and all the complexities that are in our industry from a product safety standpoint. So hopefully all these three tips will help you. Read that product safety primer article in Advantage Magazine for more information. And that concludes this product safety of this week. Thank you all.
Wise words of wisdom from Leighton Lee. So again, check out that article in Advantage Magazine. Kathy, what issue was that again?
November.
November. Yeah. So if you don't have that in your inbox right now, you can go online and check it out. All right, we're going to take your phone calls now. Remember, your lines are still open, 215-953-4979. We're talking about holiday business, how you can score more of it. Let's go to line three there, Vinny, and talk to Elliot. Good morning, Elliot. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Pretty good. What's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to ask you something. I've only been in this business for a couple of years, but I think I'm seeing a pattern developing here that I have a few clients who came on board early, and it seems like they'd like to wait till the last minute to place their holiday orders in, and it may be a little, even if it's a little late right now going forward. How do I incentivize these guys to get on the stick a little earlier? Without making us all absolutely nuts at the last minute putting these orders in, what can I do to speed them up?
Well, the first thing I would do would be to start earlier. Start in September. Yeah. Start sending them specials and offers. Send them emails. You know, offer them maybe a discount on setup charges. You know, maybe you know, offer them a discount for the number of products that they're ordering. But you have to start earlier. Get it in their mind, but just don't stop at September. You have to send, I would say, either, you know, monthly or at least twice a week, or I'm sorry, every other week, mm-hmm. emails to them letting them know. So, you know, early is the way to go.
I was going to say, actually, I was talking to a distributor recently. She does a lot of chocolates at the holiday season. She uses two different suppliers. You know, one has nicer packaging, can do all these custom things. You know, that's for people who want to order early, order in advance, so they have time to do the custom things. And then if it's something last minute, there's another supplier that she can go to in a pinch. So those custom options aren't available if you order last minute. That's something that you can offer your clients and have, you know, give to them if they order early.
You know, you have to remember everyone's busy. You know, you're busy and they're busy and they're not thinking about the holidays gifts given to their clients. So, again, it's early.
Yeah, I would say even start in the summertime.
Ooh,
really?
Yeah,
happy
because
Christmas
everybody's
in July.
Slow. Exactly. Christmas in July. Yep.
Wow. Okay, right. That's radical.
Well, Elliot, hopefully we gave you some ideas there. You can work on staying on the line and Vinny will get your information. Vin, let's go to line one where we have Daniel Johnson on the line. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio. Oh, how are you guys today?
Good. How are you?
All doing great here, Cincy Apparel. A couple of things that you guys, I was thinking about is sometimes what I've noticed throughout this year, as we get towards some of the holidays that we've come across, there seem to be a lot of last minute type of orders or people coming in at the last minute to try to get something in. I was just wondering if you guys have what advice you guys would have as far as helping a business to be able to be prepared for some of those last minute type of purchases. I know for me personally, I saw there's been many years where I don't get into the Christmas spirit until like the week before, the week of Christmas myself.
You know, if you do have a lot of last minute people, and as we said to Elliot, try to, you know, next year, try to get to them earlier in the year. But what you might want to do in the meantime is you're gearing up, getting closer to the holidays, start looking at your suppliers. Find out what they're offering in specials and how they can turn it around in a quick way. You know, so find out who's got the rush and who's got the products on hand. And then you might want to make specific flyers to your clients with those products because you know that you'll be able to meet that rush need.
And just as far as suppliers go, too, you know, there's certain key items that get ordered a lot or tend to get ordered a lot around the holidays, and you might want to have, you know, multiple suppliers that you know you'll be able to go to, whereas, you know, one that might be your primary may not be able to come through in the time frame that you need them to, but you may be able to go to that secondary one, and they might be able to fulfill that need or at least get you close so that when you're on that extreme deadline, you know you have multiple options to go to have the to have the order fulfilled on time.
You know, I would also go through your client list now and look who were the clients who actually purchased last year at a very late date and try to get to them, you know, either this week or next week and say, hey, look, last year we're a little late and, you know, when it was cutting it close, if we get started earlier this year, we're not going to have any problems with rush and, you know, any problems with inventory being out.
Thank you very much for that advice. I know some of the things we try to keep some stuff in stock for sale, you know, here at Cincy Apparel for some Cincinnati-related shirts that we often have some customers come in looking for a last-minute gift type of thing. But I liked really what you guys had said about looking at what suppliers have to offer right now, and then also especially like the idea of going back to customers who have forward-ordered historically around this time of year and trying to reach them now.
All right. Well, Daniel, thank you very much for calling in. Good luck with your last-minute holiday orders this year. Stay on the line. Vinny will get your information. But in the meantime, Vin, let's go to line two where Stacy's waiting to talk to us.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Stacy. How are you?
Good. I'm getting a little crazy around here. I have a question for you.
Okay, shoot.
Around this time of year, I have clients who still insist on going to department stores to get gifts for their clients, which I think is absolutely crazy. But what advice do you guys have for me to give to them to nudge them into the direction of logoed products as a better option for holiday gifts?
Well, one of the things is the ability to put their advertising in front of their clients, especially at the holiday times. If you can get them a nice desk accessory that's going to sit on their client's desk, and it's just simple, you know, this is real estate that your advertising wants to be, so that person comes to the office every day, they're going to see it. And there are a lot of nice products in here, from pen sets to portfolios to leather, you know, desk caddies. The other thing is that this industry also offers personalization. A lot of people like to get stuff with their name on it, and they're not going to throw it out. So that gives you another option for them. So they're going to gift their clients. It's also going to have advertising on that as well, and the personalization is going to make sure that people are going to keep it.
On that note, I have a comment from Facebook that I think fits here. Jennifer Volansky Moyer says, don't assume your clients understand the scope of what you can offer. And I think a lot of times that's true. She says, take time to give personal calls to see what they're looking for and give ideas. Knit gloves, candy cards, bamboo cutting boards, to name a few. They don't realize that you offer all this stuff. So it's all easy to mail and let them know you can provide custom boxes and ribbon too.
Yeah,
that's a great way to upsell your order.
Okay. And I think that's a good point that she makes. If you only sell pens to a client or counters to a client, they might not know the scope of products that you can actually offer, from nice apparel and wearables that people like to receive at the holiday times, silk scarves, and, of course, my favorite food gifts.
And just to kind of dovetail on that general point, you know, ASI recently did that advertising specialty study, right? And where you can point to some of that data to say that, you know, like, this is the kind of return you're going to get on your investment, client A, you know, because this is the power of promotional products.
Yeah, and that study is available online at asicentral.com. So if you go there today, you can download it, and you've got some powerful numbers to go into the sales with.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Stacy, for giving us a call. Stay on the line. Vinny will get your information. But, Vin, before we do that, please open up line four so we can talk to Stanley. Good morning, Stanley. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. You gearing up for the Best Places to Work conference?
Yes, we're making arrangements right now to get out of here.
All right. So what's on your mind today?
Well, it's funny. You were talking about packaging. We ran into a dilemma where one of our clients waited way too long to do what they were doing, but we knew that the client was really into wine. And one thing we just did was we found a company, a vendor in the industry that makes these wooden boxes for wine. And what their client let us know, the reason he's liked the idea is that he can choose whatever economic level of wine he wants to give to those clients based on, you know, his generosity. And it just worked out really, really nicely. The question I have for you is, when it comes to, you know, packaging and all the abilities that we have to do, when a vendor doesn't offer packaging, creative packaging, and we're this late in the game, is it dangerous to combine a vendor and try to have the product sent to a packaging company? Is that a recipe for disaster? Should we stay away from that form, or what do you think?
No, I don't think it's a recipe for disaster. If that's what that, you know, company does, and then, you know, they're going to be able to do it for you. But if you're getting products from one distributor that doesn't do custom packaging, you can always go to a supplier. You can always go to another supplier that does just specialize in ribbons and boxes and wrapping paper as well. So, you know, you have to order from two vendors. But bring it in-house. Some college kids will be home for, you know, the holiday breaks. They might look for, you know, some extra cash, come in and put some packages together for you. So, I mean, I think that there are options out there.
Gotcha. Okay. And when are you guys leaving for the holidays?
we wish.
They keep
it
chained to our desks.
Stanley, I'll be off next week for Thanksgiving, giving thanks to all the wonderful people I work with here at ASI Radio.
Oh, God.
Stay on the line, Stanley. Vinny will get your information. And the lines are still open. We can talk about this or anything else that's on your mind at 215-953-4979. One other Facebook comment I think is interesting is Eric Campbell. He has tips. He goes, make buying your products easier. And step number two is make buying your products easier. Step number three is make buying your products easier. So make it as easy as possible for your clients to make these purchases this year. And it could be something that's just offering them, you know, an email to all your clients and offering the same exact product. So you know that if you're going to offer, you know, buy product A, it's the leather portfolio and stuff, so you don't have to go searching all over the place for it. You give them the items that they can buy.
I'll say one quick point. You know, a lot of people say, you know, I want my clients to order earlier, which is, I think, a great idea, but, you know, this industry is going towards those last-minute orders. Mm-hmm. The majority of orders are going that way, so you sort of have to be built to handle those last-minute orders anyway. And so, you know, make buying your products easier, get set up with e-commerce, or just, you know, just be prepared that people are, regardless, you know, even if it's not the holidays, people are still going to order.
Yeah, that's a great point, because the reality is no matter how much pre-gaming you do, so to speak, there's still going to be a rush around this time of year.
Yeah,
it's just the nature of the business.
But as much as you could head off beforehand,
yeah,
much better.
I'm with
you. You know, actually, earlier in the year, budget might be bigger for a client, too. You know, as you're chipping through the year, you get closer to the end, their budget might be shrinking. So, you know, get them early. All right, before we go any further, let's hear from one of today's radio show sponsors, AIA.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized, individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
And welcome back. We are going to move forward here, and we're going to talk to Kathy. Kathy's going to tell us about persuading people with stories. If anyone knows anything about persuasion, it is Kathy, because she did get Steve to marry her. I know those many years ago. So.
And that took some doing.
That lucky guy. All right, so this is about going beyond bullet points. Don't just use PowerPoints during your presentations, because you're not going to keep your audience's attention with that. Do we all agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the best way to go beyond that is to tell a story. Storytelling can also be used on a day-to-day basis to sell ideas to one person or 100. Many people in business think raw data is persuasive, just facts and figures, but when you're dealing with people from other departments and in different fields, it's going to be like, you know, Greek to them. Unless they're Greek. That's a good thing.
Ba-dum-bum.
That's right. Neuroscientists have discovered that most decisions, whether people realize it or not, are informed by emotional responses. So do some legwork on the front end and find out significant events in your audience's lives or your own that you can base your story on and engage them that way. So stay away from total PowerPoint presentations because you're going to lose them.
So get your stories in order.
Exactly.
Get your, you know, it's like some people can't tell stories, though. You ever have someone tell you a story and it's like, I don't know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, you.
Joe Haley. Joe Haley.
Joe Haley. Right. No, usually Joe tells me a story, right, which
I've
heard before.
Turn off her microphone. Okay. Yeah, I do that. All right. CJ, as the editor of Wearables, you're working on your January issue, mm-hmm. and you've got a new product guy.
Yes, that's correct. So these are all new products for 2014. They highlight some trends that are in the industry. So I actually got a little show and tell here today so we can talk about a couple things. So first off, I have this lightweight short sleeve hoodie from Pima Apparel, and this sort of goes to the idea about fashion tees in the industry. There's a lot more in terms of colors, cuts, different washes, different patterns, and you're seeing this in crossover between t-shirts and hoodies, especially to a female audience. So that's one item. Second, this is a new product from Wolfmark. It's an infinity scarf. I believe this is silk, or at least a combination of silk and cotton. And I won't demonstrate how to wear this, so you can. We won't have to go through that again, but you're seeing a lot of accessorizing here.
Really brings out your skin tone.
Thank you very much, Chris. This is a great way, basically, for people to upsell accessories. You can definitely be very specific in terms of your niche or your demographic. So accessories are a great way, and you're seeing a lot of new products in that. And lastly, gonna throw this on here. It's my Don Imus hat. It's gonna sit on top of my headband here. This is from Philadelphia Rapid Transit, and basically talking about just emergence of fashion headwear in the industry. When I say fashion headwear, stuff that's outside just the typical ball cap. You're seeing a lot more different sorts of hats that can be worn, in all sorts of occasions. So that headwear that might have gone away, that formal headwear from decades ago that men used to wear, you're seeing these variety of options now come back mm-hmm. and are now available in the industry.
Fedoras are big now, CJ.
That's true. My wife bought one on our vacation.
See?
And do you, for you or for herself?
For herself.
Okay. Now, would you wear a fedora?
Would I wear a fedora? I don't know. I mean, it depends if I look good in it. I'm not the headwear type, but like, my dad took him 5 years convincing to get a fedora. Now he loves it. So yeah.
See, CJ, you'll follow in his footsteps. You can rock it. You're
not
a handsome dude.
Hopefully not with the balding, but we'll see about the rest.
Now, Ruwa and I are both cap wearers.
Yes.
Not ball caps, but
like pump caps.
The pump cap, yeah. Or whatever you want to call them. The lid. So, I'm a fan of them. All right, thanks, CJ.
Sure.
All right, we're going to go to Chris Ruvo, where he's going to tell us how to demotivate your employees.
Okay, so obviously you don't want to demotivate them, so these are things that you want to avoid doing. Number one, public criticism. When you point out a worker's mistake in front of others, especially their peers, not only are you just going to totally deflate them, you're also going to make those other workers basically think you're a jerk, unless they really hate that employee. Okay. So avoid that. If you're going to criticize them, do so in a constructive way in private, and then give them be very specific in the criticism and then suggest solutions how they can perform better. Another thing is failing to provide praise. If somebody's doing a good job, tell them about it. This is especially true with so-called millennials, and they've grown up hearing a lot of praise. They want a pat on the back when they do a good job, and sometimes that even goes further than additional pay, say, or something like that. Another thing is not following up. Let's say you solicit feedback from employees. You want to know, what did they think about a certain policy or a new product that your company might be proposing to put out there. And then they give you that feedback, and then you never get back to them about what you did with that information. That's going to demotivate them. They're not going to respond to such queries in the future, and you're going to get less buy-in from your employees. Another one is, this is pretty obvious, give unachievable goals or deadlines. If you set someone up to fail, they're going to fail. They're going to get discouraged. If you don't explain your actions or share any company data, that could make people feel less invested in the company. They're gonna feel like they don't really have a hand in things. And when you don't feel like you have buy-in, you're not going to give your all. We'll do one other one, is micromanagement. This is pretty big. In fact, it might be the worst demotivator of all, because people feel like every little decision they make is not going to be right or not going to be good,
and they feel like they're not trusted to do their jobs, basically, which is going to basically make them coil into themselves and just wait for you to tell them exactly what to do at every step. So hire the right people and trust them in the decisions they make.
So good motivation. So you want good communications. Pats on the back.
Yep.
Don't micromanage.
Yeah,
I hate micromanagement.
Oh, I can't stand this. Like, yeah, let me do my job.
Who likes it? Nobody.
No one does. All right, we're going to take another break here where we hear from another of today's show sponsors, ASI Computers.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
Okay, I guess we have no bumper after that one. back. Kathy, we're going to go to you. Now, this is about millennials, but the one thing I want to know, if everyone paying attention to the news and knows what the word of the year is?
Millennials?
According to Oxford Dictionary, it's selfie. Raise your hand if you've never taken a selfie. You liars.
I have never.
You liars.
I have not. I hate selfies, and I hate everybody that takes them, Joe.
You don't have to make duck lips. You don't have to put your hands on your hip. You don't have to do it in the mirror.
They're like stupid. Yeah.
Yeah, selfie. Really self-taking picture. All right, Kathy, tell us, why should we be hiring millennials?
Okay, society at large believes millennials are digitally obsessed, lazy, and they watch too much TV. I don't think that. Yeah. But that's not the full picture. In a recent survey actually conducted by a talent management firm, millennials said they are overwhelmed by our always-on society. That's surprising. In fact, 60% said they prefer face-to-face interactions for collaboration over digital meetups. So these stats are good news because the younger generation is in a better position, this says, to cut through the tech hype and focus more on the end goal. And they're more apt to say why before anything else, because they want to get to the point. What's the goal? What are you trying to accomplish? So they ask the question why before they ask what or how, because they, as I said, they want to get right to the point and they want to know if something is worth the investment first. So that's the exactly the kind of fresh perspective you need. And this is why you should be hiring more millennials. But I think everybody is anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because those boomers are getting old. We're getting old. Okay, real quickly, I want to say three things a great leader would never say. One of them is don't bring me any surprises. Why is that? Anyone? Anyone?
Because you should be ready for surprises. You've got to be flexible.
That's right. Because, you know, usually bad news is a surprise. If they don't bring it to you, you're never going to know what's happening.
That's right.
The other one is, if you were an animal, what kind of animal would you be?
A puppy.
It's all meaningless, pseudo-psychological mumbo-jumbo, and that's precisely zero to a true understanding of a candidate's ability to do a job.
Who even asks that? That's stupid.
I'll remind you about it later. And there, one, there don't one. Take it personally. That's the one I hate. It's just a job. It's like, well, people do take it personally. They come in here, they invest a lot of their own time and effort, so they are going to take it personally.
That's
so,
right.
We'll put that on asicentral.com/radio. But before we go, we're going to go to Michelle Bell's favorite part of the show, our favorite things. Let's start with CJ Medica.
So there's a new Freedom Wallet from Royce Leathergifts. It's actually pretty cool. It has a tracker device in the wallet that's Bluetooth compatible. So if you ever lose your wallet, you can actually track it on your smartphone.
Oh, that's
good.
And
it also has technology that blocks hacker transmission, so people can't steal your social security number or credit card numbers based on the things that you carry in your wallet.
Wow. I need that for the remote control. Actually, I need that for my key for my shed.
Everything,
can't find
yeah.
It. Yeah. My shed's locked up. We have to do leaves this weekend. All right, Ruvo, what do you have?
You can check out the picture of this online. It's a unisex winter run shirt from Race Ready, ASI 74894. Basically, it's super lightweight, and it evaporates, gets moisture away from your body quickly, but it keeps you insulated and warm at the same time. So great for winter runs.
All right, Kathy, with your Flashdance sweatshirt on there, what's your favorite product this week?
Well, Panola Pepper Corporation, I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they have a great story to tell. They are a family-owned business, and they grow all the ingredients for their hot sauces and marinades right on the farm in Louisiana, which is pretty cool. Their ASI number is 75787, and their logo sauces and gift packs are a unique idea for the collegiate market. Any promos that need a little spicing up. Oh. And also, they're great for the holidays, for holiday gifts, so check them out.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have this week. We'd like to thank our sponsors, AIA and ASI Computer. tune in next week when we have our fantastic holiday show, our Thanksgiving show, where Melinda Lygos will be gobbling for everyone. That's
She's
all you have to do is ask.
She's not going
to
be in.
Oh, that's
I'll
right.
have to take over.
All right. Kathy, there you have it. Kathy Houston will be gobbling for you next Tuesday.
Give us a gobble preview. Go ahead.
I can't do it.
All right. Until then, thanks a lot. Bye.